I want to thank our altar servers for joining us this morning. There's a lot of them, new and old. Mary, do you see Eve? She's up here. Mary, where's Eve? Oh my gosh, it's awesome. So we thank them for their waking up early on a summer morning and helping us out. The readings, it's we finished Easter time. We're into ordinary time, continuing where we left off before Lent. And it's the cycles 1 and 2 in the weekdays. So we've shifted from Tobit. We left Tobit behind. We're on the second letter to the Corinthians, and the Gospels the same every year. And we shifted from Mark. Suddenly we finished some aggression by the Pharisees. Jesus kind of making a little Easter egg hint to who he was as Lord of David and Son of David. And then we get to Matthew, and we just kind of shift towards Jesus' teaching, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, and today the salt and the light. So the one thing I want to point out from the first reading, and just in general, like, do we know who we are? Again, my takeaway is like, yes, God is sending Jesus as the light of the world, and yet the first thing Jesus does is say, you, my followers, are the light of the world. And you notice St. Paul, who's preaching to the Corinthians, he says, but the one who gives us security with you is Christ, who gives security with you in Christ, and who anointed us is God. Who sent St. Paul? God. For St. Paul, who is St. Paul? One sent by God. Who are you? One sent by God. Anointed by God, who has put his seal upon you and given the Spirit into your hearts. Do we know who we are? Which then is also the struggle. Again, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. No one takes a light, you yourself, with the light of Jesus' teaching and grace, and then buries it under a bushel basket. You don't hide that stuff. Well, I don't know what I can do. Who am I to do great things? Well, that's part of the problem. You are the light of the world. Don't hide it. And I always get stuck on that image of the lampstand, or if you want the candlestick, why is the Easter candle like 6 feet tall? It's kind of hard to light that thing in a baptism, but it's tall because it's that image, like let that thing shine. And your formation, if you want to understand that, is the lampstand. Do you have a lampstand? Do you have any formation? Is your formation where you left it in second grade or 12th grade PSR? Is that tall enough? Is your light shining? Or do you not know how to talk about the teachings of Jesus Christ? Do we not know how to present it faithfully? And so our light is kind of buried under the bushel basket of our lack of intellectual formation. Or yes, I know my faith very well, but man, when I get mad, I get really mad because my human formation, my lack of patience, love, kindness, it's like a bushel basket that covers the light. And I want to share the truth, but boy, I can be so repulsive when I'm in a bad mood or the way I treat people. My lack of human formation. My lack of spiritual formation. My lack of holiness. My prayer life is pitiful. So I go to share my light with Jesus Christ, but it's so fake because my interior intimacy with him is not really there. And so that light has no lampstand to stand upon. This is that image of also the lack of, or rather the boldness of the early Christians. Man, their lampstand was tall, and they were bold in their strong faith. And yet me with my anxiety, my fear of what people think of me, that keeps me from letting that light shine, it has no lampstand. I have no spiritual boldness. I just have a lot of fear and anxiety, and attachment to worldly concerns. My light has no lampstand. And it's buried under a bunch of bushel baskets. So the Lord challenges us today, don't do that. Realize that the light can be buried if you allow it to. The salt can lose its flavor. He says, if salt loses its flavor, there's no hope for it. That is, it's the flavor thing. So don't let that happen, because you can let that happen, he tells all of us today. So we're challenged a little bit to remember who we are. It's that Lion King line, right? Simba, remember who you are. Don't forget. And don't sell yourself short in how you forge yourself according to who you are. Christian, know your dignity and live according to it. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.